أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا فلم يجدوا لهم من دون الله أنصارا وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا ربي اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, we discussed the submission of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and as a matter of fact, most of the surah is a narration and a relation of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam submitting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had seen the insolence of his people, the arrogance of his people, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts an end to all this. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا, and Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's support for making this dua against them was that on the one hand, they themselves had disbelieved, and وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا, that they had deviated others also, and this became a barrier between those that could have accepted the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So hence Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam made this dua, وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا, and O Allah, do not save these people, they are increasing in their disbelief, and hence increase those that are on deviation, those that are unjust, those that are wrong, insofar as deviation is concerned. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, مِمَّا خَطِيئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا, that because of their khati'a, because of their sins, because of their disbelief, أُغْرِقُوا, they were drowned, فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا, and they were entered into the fire of Jahannam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about two aspects. One aspect is the material azab, punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Now in the different surahs of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes that one was waters from above, the other were waters that came from the ground, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had drowned the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, obviously besides those who had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا, then obviously they left this world, and then they were entered into the fire. Now this was not in actual fact the fire of Jahannam that a person will enter after the Hisab and Kitab, but in the Alame Barzakh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the intermediate period between death and the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them in a very different way, in that they would taste the fire, the heat of the fire, the burning of the fire. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنصَارًا, and they did not find besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala any helpers. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had withdrawn his help, then there was absolutely no one else. There was no power, there was no idol, that we had mentioned the five idols that they had worshipped yesterday, and all those five idols put together, and every other idol thereafter, and every other god that they had been worshipping, they could not come to the rescue of the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Now from here to the end again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the submission, the dua of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. وَقَالَ نُوحُ رَبِّي, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam said, O my Rabb, O my Lord, لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا, do not leave any kafir on the earth inhabited. In other words, do not leave anyone that disbelieves in you, O Allah, living on this earth. And hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala obviously, after three generations, 950 years plus minus of the da'wat of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had accepted the dua of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. Again, Nuh alayhi salatu was salam places the rationale forward that why is he making this dua? Innaka in tadharhum yudillu ibadak. Oh Allah, if you leave them, then they are going to deviate and they are going to misguide your servants, that those that had even brought iman will be influenced by them, like we find in the various riwayat, that those that were also, that those that accepted iman at the hands of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam were persecuted by the disbelievers. Wala yalidu illa fajiran kafara. And the second is this, that the mother is a kafir, the father is a kafir. What is going to come from there? What would be the offspring from there? They are going to beget nothing but a kafir, a fajir, a person who is insolent, a person who is obstinate, and a person who is a disbeliever. Now, three generations had passed, and this was the experience of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. However, in the concluding ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrates the dua that he made dua for the believers. Rabbi ighfirli wa liwalidayya. Oh Allah, forgive me. From my side also, there could have been or there ought to have been some shortcomings. He was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam are ma'asoom. They are sinless. But they always felt within themselves what the ulama have termed as qasirun nafs, that within themselves they had thought that there was some kind of shortcoming. They had thought that there was some kind of laxity from their side. And for that, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam seeks the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like we find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam doing the same. We find our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam doing the same. Always seeking the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wali walidayya. And my parents. And again we find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us the same. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam made a similar dua, seeking forgiveness for himself, seeking forgiveness for his family. But here Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam goes on and he says, وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And that person, now if we translate it in the literal sense, that person who enters my home, who enters my house, some of the commentators have stated, who enters my masjid, in other words, the place of my worship, in the state of iman, being a mu'min, a kafir could have also entered the masjid with different intentions, but he comes into my masjid in a state of iman, and oh Allah also forgive the mu'mineen and the mu'minat, the believing men and the believing women. In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has not only taught us to make dua for the ummah, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also given us a very significant virtue that he has shown us, and that is that when a person makes dua for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person the reward, the number of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whatever and however many billion the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam may be, or in the previous times, however many million they may have been, people made dua for the ummah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards them the number of individuals in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارَى. And oh Allah, you increase the sinners, the wrongdoers, in nothing but ruin and destruction, because now every hope had been lost insofar as them bringing iman, and rather they had become an obstacle for others to accept iman and Islam at the hands of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. So in conclusion, the surah from beginning to end shows us in the manner in which Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam invited towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's left no stone unturned in calling his people towards Allah. He applied every methodology that was available to the human at that time. He exerted his effort in inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us our responsibility of da'wat, our responsibility of inviting towards the oneness and the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha